Hello?
Yeah.
Thank you, Senator.
Hello?
Senator McClellan on 90.
Take care.
Thank you.
John?
Yeah. Yeah.
Lyndon Johnson?
Yes, Mr. President.
You got any money you want to lend today? Cheap, low interest rate?
Huh?
You got any money you want to lend at a low interest rate?
I ain't got no money. I'd like to borrow something at low interest rate.
That good looking woman still living with you?
Who?
That good looking woman still living with you?
She sure is, but I don't feel secure.
I tell you, you wouldn't be very damn secure if you didn't have me messing with the Vietnamese all the time. If you turned me loose, I'd get on that boat and
I'd turn you loose against the Vietnamese. You haven't heard me hopping on about that, have you?
John, I got a little ox in the ditch.
Okay.
You ever get one in the ditch?
I'll keep them in there.
Much obliged to you for not getting in my way and not running over me in urban affairs. I appreciate that. I knew that. I knew that. I know that. Now, I had to get you to be my lawyer when I came here 20 years ago, and I need a little lawyer now. We got a provision in some statute, I don't know what it is, but you do. It says on presidential libraries that when the president, the papers belong to him, when he turns them over to anybody, why, they file a letter from General Services to the committees, and if they don't disapprove them in 60 days, you can go ahead and proceed. Now, the University of Texas has got a good deal of land, public land that it held that came in the Union, and got a good deal of revenue from them, and my wife went to the University of Texas. The chairman of the Board of Regents is a very persuasive and influential and able man, does a lot of business in your state, insurance business, and all over the country, named Bill Heath, and he talked my wife and me into not going around soliciting money from foreign countries, anybody else trying to build a library. He just said, if we'll do it, University of Texas will not only build a 100,000 square foot building on their own expense without a penny from anybody, but that they'll set up a kind of a southwestern school for public affairs, and they'll have John Conlin, Price Daniel, and Lyndon Johnson when he gets through being president, others. Maybe John McClellan come down, give some lectures, do a little speaking. Maybe we'll turn out some people that are interested in public office from our viewpoint, similar to what they do in the Harvards and the rest of them, because we got some good heads, too, if we just give them the advantages. So I'm going to turn them over all of my papers. They say it's the best collection any president had, because I've been here since 31 under five presidents, and the longest continuous group. And I came here as secretary when Hoover was here, and I came back to Congress in 37, and you know that's...
I don't get the name of who you're turning them over to now.
University of Texas.
University
of Texas. And what it is, you have a standard procedure. Your GSA has certain rules that it follows, and the archivist. And what happens is you turn your library over to Harvard or to the University of Texas or to the Kennedy Foundation or to the Truman Foundation. The GSA submits a letter to the chairman of to the vice president, who refers it to the chairman of reorganization.
Yes.
He refers it to the chairman of the House reorganization. If they do not veto it, they have a standard criteria that everyone is the same, these libraries. They lay there for 60 days. Now, what I want to do to get